How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Finding Direction. It's time for the Action After, where we take the practical advice we get from our guests and help you apply it in your life. We believe execution is everything, so let's dive into this week's episode and help you find your direction.
What's up, my friend? Welcome to this week's Action After, as we're looking at Shimon Wright's Action After item, which was to check your environment. All right. Now, on this show, we have talked quite a bit about the people you surround yourself with play a major, major, major role in your life, right? They often say you are an average of the five people you surround yourself with, right? If you hang out with five people that are smoking weed all day, chances are you're probably smoking weed all day, right? If you hang out with five people that have dreams and visions and goals for their life, chances are at some point you're going to start to have dreams, goals, and visions for your life, right? So you want to make sure you do an audit on your environment, check in with your environment, and ultimately see, you know, who are the people that are serving you in your life, not in the sense that they're there just to cheer you on and be for you, but someone who's there that you help each other grow, right? Rather than someone that if you try to grow, they kind of give you a weird look and, you know, put you in your place. You want to make sure that you have people around you that are supporting your growth and that are, you know, being a champion for you and your success. And so this week, we're going to look at two separate action after items. And the first one is, just as I mentioned, you want to do a quick audit of your environment, right? Ask yourself, who are the five closest people that you surround yourself with right now? And when you get who those five people are, I want you to begin to ask yourself, is this person helping you get closer to the dreams and goals you have in your life? Or is this person taking you further away for the dreams and goals you have in your life? Right? Another question you can ask yourself is, are these people in your circle, these five people, do they have dreams, goals, and visions for their life? Or do they not have any of that? Right, that plays a major part in your life as well, because if you're surrounded with people that don't really know where they're going in life, chances are you may not have an idea of where you're going in life, right? So ask yourself, are the people you're surrounding yourself with talking about the dreams, goals, the visions, the things they want to do with their life, or are they not, right? Ask yourself again, are the people you're surrounding yourself with, the five people you're surrounding yourself with, are they making an income that you would want to make with your life, or are they struggling financially? Right? They say if you take the five average people you surround yourself with, bundled all the money up together and divided it by five, that would be about how much everybody's making, right? You make around, there's studies that have been done, but it's like you make around within $5,000 of your circle most of the time, right? So you want to ask yourself these questions. Who are the people you're surrounding yourself with? And ask yourself, who do you need to be around more? And who do you maybe need to be around a little bit less? Right, Shimon shared a story when he was breaking down the action after that at one point, he had to say no to going and helping some of his friends because it meant that it would have pulled him out of where he was trying to go in his life, right? So who are the people you need to spend more time and less time with? That's number one, do an audit of your environment. The second thing you're going to do when it comes to this action after is I want you to ask yourself, who is someone that is either close with you, or even if they're not close with you, who is someone that is somewhat close to you, right? They've done studies in life. There's these things called strong ties and weak ties. Strong ties are people you're close with. Weak ties are people you're not as close with, right? What studies have shown is that oftentimes the weak ties, the people you're actually not as close with, those are the people that oftentimes go on to change your life. So what you want to ask yourself is, who are people that are either close to you, a strong tie, or not as close with you? And more specifically, who is one person that inspires you? Who is one person that's close to you or not as close to you that when you look at them, you go, man, they're doing something with their life that inspires me. They're doing something with their life that when I look at it, like I could see myself doing that one day, or I could see myself getting to somewhat of a place around that. Maybe not doing the same type of work, but maybe they just have an energy they carry around them and you like that energy, right? Maybe you follow them on social, maybe you know, exchange emails or text with them once in a while. Whoever that person is that inspires you, that, you know, makes you want to become a better version of yourself, this is my challenge to you for the second action after. As I want you to send them a message, whether that's a text if you have that ability, whether that's a DM, whether that is an email, find some way, slide into their DMs, find some way to send them a message. And I want you to offer to buy them lunch. And if you're going stew, lunch is way too expensive with the way inflation is nowadays. Then I want you to offer to buy them coffee. All right, send them a message and say, hey, I've seen from afar what you've been doing. Or maybe you're closer with them. You say, hey, I always see what you're up to. I would love it if you'd be open to it, if I could pick your brain and buy you lunch. If I could buy you coffee, I would love to sit down and just kind of pick your brain about what you do in your life. It's just inspiring to me. Right now, if you come from a place of admiration, right? So you kind of puff them up a little bit. You go, man, you're doing so many things with your life. I think it's so amazing. I'm so inspired by it. Is there any way I could buy you lunch? If you come from a place of admiration, they are more likely to say yes to your offer. All right. Now, yes, there's the chance that they say no. If there is, go find somebody else, right? But the key is I want you to go offer to buy this person who's maybe around your environment, whether that's through social media or some other aspect, and I want you to offer to buy them lunch or buy them coffee. And the key is when you go to this coffee, when you go to this lunch, bring a notebook. I want you to ask them about their life. Ask them how they got to where they are. Ask them what some of the most important lessons are that they've learned in their life that have helped them get to where they are today. Ask questions, pick their brain, bring a notebook that's going to show them that you're serious. And I promise you, you will get some lessons, you will get some nuggets that will go on to change your environment, right? Maybe this is someone you can add to your environment after this initial conversation, or maybe they just give you a few nuggets, right? If they don't want to stay around your environment, find somebody else you can do this with again. All right, now I know that of the people listening to this today, there are only a few of you who will actually go act on the second action after. And the reality is the more effort that it takes, the more likely it is to change your life, right? You come listen to the action after for 10 minutes, it can make an impact on your life, absolutely. But if you go act on the thing after this that takes a bit more effort, that's going to be the thing that actually changes your life. So for those of you who are up for the challenge, again, number one, audit your environment. And number two, more importantly, who is someone around you that inspires you, that gets you motivated in your life, and go offer to buy them lunch, buy them coffee, and bring a notebook and begin asking them questions. All right, that's going to be the action after for this week as you check in with your environment, and we will see you on the podcast next time. What's up, my friends? It's Stu, and I have big news. After interviewing hundreds of people on their journey in life and experiencing my own journey to a life full of fulfillment and passion, I finally put together a special guide just for you. And it's called 3 Steps to Finding Direction in Under 10 Minutes. And you can go grab it at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. If you're feeling lost and like you're not quite sure what you want to do with your life, this guide will help you figure out exactly what your next step is in just under 10 minutes. You're not alone in this journey, and I'm excited to guide you through this process until you've truly created a life that you love. Go grab the guide at findingdirectionuniversity.com/3steps. I look forward to helping you create your dream life.